AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Ukraine, Russian troops seized the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe. There was a fire and it briefly raised worldwide fears of a catastrophe. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg is painting a bleak picture in Ukraine.
The days to come are likely to be worse, with more death, more suffering, and more destruction.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces have ramped up their use of air power. A vast Russian convoy headed toward Kyiv still appears to have been stalled. In the wake of the nuclear plant attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed again to the West to enforce a no-fly zone over his country. But Stoltenberg ruled out that possibility, citing the risk of a much wider war in Europe. Employers added a robust 678,000 jobs last month as the Omicron variant wanes. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
These are stunning job gains.
Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk also notes unemployment dropped to 3.8%, while the Labor Department report showed the work week rebounded in February after the Omicron wave of COVID-19 forced many to miss time in January.
Average hourly earnings are up quite substantially during the month when you include the hours worked along with average wages.
But Swonk notes the strong data is giving the Federal Reserve some concern.
It's a little too hot to the touch. We'd like to see more moderate employment gains and wage gains that allow the economy to continue to expand and not cut into our living standards with higher inflation.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court reinstated the death sentence for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Yohar Tsarnaev. The justices, by a 6-3 vote, agreed with the Biden administration's arguments that a federal appeals court was wrong to throw out the sentence of death by a jury imposed on Tsarnaev. Big losses at the start on Wall Street. This is AP News. A Disney-inspired musical by a Harvard University student is a hit online. There are a lot of Disney princesses, but not a Korean one.
All of the waves in the world can't rock me.
22-year-old Julia Rue wrote Shim Chong, a folktale, for her senior thesis at Harvard. She posted her first song on TikTok on a Friday night.
And by Saturday night, I had 10,000 followers.
Ryu's musical draws on the Korean folktale, The Blind Man's Daughter.
It's about a young woman who goes on an adventure. And in particular, it's about a young woman who is looking to return home and to reunite with her family.
Disney has historically struggled to reflect the diversity of its audience.
I never saw other Korean people on the street, let alone on screen. And so the only time I ever saw Asian people on screen or on stage was often as sort of the sidekick character.
Ryu has received a lot of feedback for Shim Chong, a folktale, from Korea and Hollywood and Broadway producers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.